Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. You know that feeling when life throws you a curveball? Maybe it's a stressful deadline at work, a fight with a loved one, or just plain old Monday morning blues. Ever wonder how some people seem to weather the storm with grace and resilience? Well, today, we're diving deep into building inner strength, that unshakable foundation that lets you not only survive but thrive, even when things get tough. Because let's face it, folks, life is a roller coaster. There are ups, there are downs, and sometimes it feels like the track is just missing half its ties. Well, here's the good news. You don't need to be a superhero or have some secret weapon to build inner strength. It's about cultivating habits, perspectives, and practices that make you tougher, wiser, and more resilient in the face of any challenge. So what are some of these game-changing secrets? Buckle up, because we're about to break it down. First off, focus on what you can control. Ever notice how stressing over things beyond your power just drains you? It's like trying to build a sandcastle in a hurricane, pretty futile. Stoicism teaches us to focus our energy on what we can influence. Our thoughts, our actions, our reactions. Think of it like this. You can't control the weather, but you can control whether you open an umbrella. Secondly, practice self-discipline. It's not about being a strict drill sergeant to yourself. It's about making choices that align with your long-term goals, even when they're tough in the moment. Want that promotion? Show up on time, put in the work, and resist the urge to binge Netflix all weekend. Self-discipline builds character, one small victory at a time. Thirdly, cultivate gratitude. We live in a world obsessed with what we don't have. Stoicism reminds us to appreciate what we do have: our health, our loved ones, even those little moments of joy that sneak up on you. Think about it. A simple hot cup of coffee on a chilly morning, the laughter of a friend, the feeling of sunshine on your skin. These are the treasures worth savoring. Fourth, face your fears. Yeah, I know, easier said than done. But here is the thing. Fear is a liar. It makes mountains out of molehills and convinces you that you're not capable of handling things. Stoicism encourages us to confront our fears head on, realizing that often they are not as scary as we imagine. Think about that time you had to give a presentation or ask someone out. Remember how good it felt to face your fear. And finally, remember that you are more than just your circumstances. Your life isn't defined by your job, your bank account, or even your relationship status. You are a complex, unique individual with strengths, talents, and a story to tell. Embrace your individuality. Let's take this a step further with a real-world example. Imagine you're waiting for an important phone call. Maybe it's about a job opportunity or a health update. Your mind starts racing, anxieties creep in, and you feel that familiar knot in your stomach. Instead of letting those worries spiral out of control, how can you use these principles to build inner strength? First, focus on what you can control: your breathing, your posture, the way you choose to spend your waiting time. Maybe read a book, take a walk, or listen to some calming music. Practice self-discipline by resisting the urge to constantly refresh your phone or check social media. Cultivate gratitude for the small things: a comfy chair, a warm cup of tea, the sound of birds chirping outside. Remember that even if the call doesn't go as you hoped, you are resilient and capable of handling whatever comes next. So there you have it, 5 key takeaways to build your inner strength. It's not about becoming emotionless or stoic in a way that shuts out the world. It's about cultivating a mindset that allows you to face challenges with courage, wisdom, and grace. Remember, folks, building inner strength is an ongoing journey. There will be ups and downs, moments of doubt, and times when it feels like you're wading through mud. But keep practicing these principles, keep showing up for yourself, and watch how your resilience grows. I want to hear from you. How have you found inner strength in your own life? Share your thoughts, stories, and experiences in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can learn and grow together. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast for daily doses of Stoic wisdom, and I'll catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.